Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're talking about an article called Social Media, Email, and SMS in One Platform, the Omnichannel CRM Advantage by Brett Allegri Wood.
And this is one of those topics where I think a lot of business owners will nod along and think, yes, we should fix that, and then go back to their 17 open tabs.
Which is exactly the problem the article is describing. The central argument is that when your social conversations, email threads, and SMS messages all live in one CRM, your team gets a complete picture of every customer, and that changes how you sell, serve, and retain.
But hasn't this been the pitch for CRMs for years? What's actually different now?
Brett's specific about it. The issue isn't just having a CRM, it's that most SMEs and franchises end up with social DMs in one tool, email in another, SMS through a third-party gateway, and none of it connected. The article describes this as creating duplicate records, missed replies, and inconsistent brand experiences that slow growth and inflate costs.
And the customer feels that, even if they can't name exactly why the experience feels disjointed.
Exactly. The article maps out how modern customer journeys actually work. A social ad sparks interest, a text confirms a time, an email delivers a proposal, and a reputation review seals the decision. The problem is when siloed tools break that flow at any point in the chain.
So what does having everything in one place actually look like for the team day to day?
The article describes a unified inbox where social DMs, SMS replies, and email threads all appear together for the same contact. Team members can assign conversations, leave internal notes, and escalate to sales or support with role-based permissions. There's automated routing so the right person sees the right message at the right time.
The internal notes piece matters more than people give it credit for. That's what stops a customer having to repeat their whole situation every time they contact you.
And the article says that directly. When a salesperson can pick up a conversation with full context, it reduces friction, increases conversion rates, and shortens sales cycles. For franchises and regulated industries, there are audit trails built in for compliance as well.
Now I want to dig into the bots section, because bots are something a lot of business owners have tried, found annoying, and quietly turned off.
Brett addresses that head on. The argument is that bots only become genuinely useful when they're integrated into the CRM that already holds the customer record, because then whatever a bot captures immediately feeds segmentation, scoring, and subsequent outreach, no data reconciliation required.
So it's not a separate chatbot vaulted on the side. It's reading from and writing to the same customer file as your sales team.
Right. And the article lists several types. AI voice bots that handle inbound and outbound calls, capture intent, schedule appointments, and update contact records in real time. Conversation bots for website chat and social messaging, qualifying leads and handing off to humans when needed. Sales bots that follow up on leads and push qualified prospects into pipelines.
What else is in that list?
Database reactivation bots that automatically identify dormant customers and run tailored campaigns to bring them back. And reputation bots that solicit and manage reviews across listings, turning satisfied customers into visible proof.
The database reactivation one is underrated. Most businesses have 2 or 3 years worth of past customers they've done absolutely nothing with.
And the point is that if that bot is working from the same data as everything else, the outreach can be genuinely personalized rather than a blank blast. The article also covers the funnel builder, which links social ads, landing pages, email sequences, and SMS touchpoints in one visual workflow, with A/B testing and conversion attribution across all those channels.
Okay, but cost. Because when you list all of that out, it starts to sound like something with an enterprise price tag attached.
The article makes the case that it doesn't have to be. Because the CRM replaces multiple point tools, total cost of ownership often falls as teams consolidate subscriptions and reduce manual work. And most customers, the article says, see ROI within months through time savings, higher conversion rates, and increased retention.
And deployment? Because I've watched businesses spend 6 months onboarding a CRM and end up barely using half of it.
The article says deployments can finish in weeks rather than months, with onboarding, data import, and basic automations configured quickly. It's designed to be maintained internally using drag-and-drop builders, pre-built templates, and guided workflows, so businesses reduce the need to bring in external consultants.
Weeks rather than months is a meaningful promise if it holds.
The practical starting steps in the article are quite specific. Centralize your contacts, connect your social accounts, configure email and SMS gateways, and route incoming messages into the shared inbox. Then enable a conversation bot for website lead capture and a voice bot for appointment booking. Add reputation and database reactivation bots from there. Most businesses, the article says, complete that initial rollout in weeks with ongoing improvements handled by in-house teams.
So for an owner listening right now, what's the one thing to actually do this week?
Map out how many separate tools your team is currently using to have conversations with customers. Email client, SMS gateway, social DMs, maybe a live chat widget. Count them. If it's more than two, you're almost certainly losing customer context somewhere, and that context loss is costing you conversions.
Read the full article at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.
Thanks for listening.